Alrighty, I've been asked to speak in this session on the matter of a child discipline that disciples. If you'll look at your opening paragraph in your notes, let's use this to kind of set the stage, all right? Most parents want well-behaved, respectful, responsible children. Can we agree on that starting point? All right. Many, however, find themselves with children who are rebellious, disrespectful, and irresponsible. Some of those parents will seek out a biblical counselor, hoping to find answers and direction. The following principles will help get parents thinking biblically about the discipline part of raising children. So we're going to just focus primarily on one part of the whole process of raising children, and one part that you may need to talk to people about in counseling, the discipline part of raising children. Now, let's begin by thinking this way. Here are some principles that I have found in the counseling room help get people turned and headed toward long-term solutions. One is, people need to understand that biblical parenting, just your frame of reference is, biblical parenting should be viewed as disciple-making. Think about the process of parenting in light of this well-known passage. Christ said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit," look at this, "teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, that's what we typically call the Great Commission passage. The Great Commission is not go. The Great Commission is make disciples. And a helpful way to think about parenting is, I'm trying to take a beautiful, lovable, little sinner, and over the course of 18 to 20 years, help this person from a human person, do everything I can to help point that person toward Christ and to help that person become a person who loves Christ and who loves people and is choosing, as they leave our home nest, to follow God's ways, right? That's making a disciple. And I have found in the counseling room that that is like turning on a light bulb for some people. They have never thought of parenting like that. All right? And I have found it helpful to point to the last part of the verse that's on the screen where Christ says, "Lo, I am with you always." I mean, that's the promise given to people making disciples. And I say to them as parents, that is God's promise to Christ will be with you. God will be with you as you are in this wonderful process of making a disciple. So biblical parenting should be viewed as disciple making. Number two, spiritual growth of a believer is a process that involves discipline. And what I have discovered is that what prompts many people to pick up the phone and call, make an appointment, and to want to come for counseling is because they have a child that's angry, that's disrespectful, that's disobedient, and what they come in for, what they want is, tell me how to make my kid behave. All right? But what we have to do is back up and give them a broader perspective, a way of thinking about this whole parenting process, one of which is spiritual growth of a believer is a process for all of us, not just your child, but you, me, all of us who know Christ. Part of spiritual growth is a matter that involves discipline. Think of this well-known passage. Paul said to Timothy, who at this point was probably in his early 40s, he's a pastor. Paul told him, "Timothy, have nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is of only little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Spiritual growth of a believer is a process that involves discipline in their life, our life, and in their child's life. Those of you who've done some counseling or some careful observation, have you noticed that how often disobedient children, undisciplined children, tend to have disobedient, undisciplined parents? I mean, kind produces kind, right? And so if we're going to help these family long term, we need mom and dad to understand this, not just take some principles and apply that to their child. Number three, In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, which is what I would view as the single most helpful verse in the New Testament on the subject of parenting, it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord." The word translated discipline is the word paideia. And paideia denotes training that includes both instruction and chastening. All right? So the way it was explained to me some time ago, I think it was Pastor Good that told me, paideia is teaching with some kick in it. All right? The discipline of the Lord is not just punitive, the way we might closely define discipline. Discipline has instruction that's involved in it. In fact, if you'll think about this, a well-disciplined child is a child that you don't have to discipline very often, right? I mean, it's got both this positive, we might say, and this negative aspect of it. So the word means training that includes both instruction and chastening. Here's a couple of places where it shows up in the scriptures. In Acts chapter 7, verse 22, the Bible says that Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and he was a man of power in words and deed. The words translated educated is paideia, and it's talking, obviously, about the matter of learning, okay? But the same word shows up in Revelation 3:19, where Christ is speaking to the church, and he says, "Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent." And there it's got the other aspect of it, where it's both instruction, but it's also involving chastening. And I have found that it is important to stress that, because later in the counseling room, like I'm going to do with you, later I'm going to talk about some ways to chasten a child. And what I have observed is that a lot of families, for example, a couple that I worked with a while back told me, as I made some reference, asked about spanking, they said, "Yes, we spank our child, but spanking doesn't work with our child." And what went through my mind immediately was the way you spank. Okay. All right? In other words, what came out was there was just the swatting of the child, but it wasn't packaged with instruction. They just had chastening, but it didn't have all of paideia. You know, if you think of it as a ditch on both sides of the road, we need both chastening and instruction. Paideia is the blending of those two. It's instruction with some kick in it. All right? Number four, God disciplines his children for strategic purposes. God disciplines his children for strategic purposes. Now, if you can grab your Bible, and would you just look with me at Hebrews chapter 12? And if you don't want to grab it, because I know it's hard balancing, and I won't ask you to turn very often, but let me have you look at Hebrews 12, verses 5 through 11. And one thing I've done in my Bible is I've underlined all the occurrences of the word paideia, or the word discipline. I'm reading from the New American Standard Version. Now, what we're talking about is the fact that God disciplines his children, not just in a whimsical, unplanned, but he's got a strategic purpose. Notice verse 5. "And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, so that we may share his holiness. All discipline for the